Well, Glenn, what type of performance was that? How proud are you of your teammates there?
Yeah, very proud. We gave everything, just not enough to hold on at the end, but boys put in a great performance and got them back to our place and left us to try again.
You think you did enough to get the win there?
We conceded two goals, so no. But yeah, when you look at it, playing against a League Two team here as well, I don't know how many it was here today, but it was a great atmosphere and boys put everything in, like I said, and maybe we deserved it, but sometimes it don't go your way.
Did that equaliser at the end of the first half really just give you that extra impetus that you needed? It seemed like you came out for that second half and it was like a different team almost.
Yeah, I think so. I think second half we dominated long periods and we looked really fit, we looked strong, and I could only see us scoring. I said to a few of the boys that I thought we'd nick another one in the break, but listen, they're a good team, they're going to get a chance, they're going to take it, and that's what happened.
Impressive as well to come up against a team who are, you know, flying high in League Two and not get that equaliser and think, oh, we're going to sit back. You kept going for it. You wanted the win today.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's a cup game. You've got to attack it. And we've been playing quite well lately and just not getting the results and conceding late goals like the game we did today. But listen, this group always keeps working hard and we continue to do that.
Obviously, you're still in the hat for the second round draw now because of that. How much of a lift is that going to give you as well, taking it back into your conference campaign? Is that going to give you belief that you can really start climbing the league again?
I think we've got to. Look, you've got to take the positives from today, and we've matched them all the way, if not better, in long periods. So, like you say, you've got to take that into the conference and try and improve in the position that we're in.
Final quick word about the fans as well. So many of them here today, making so much noise as well. They're droning out the Portsmouth fans for most of the game.
They're outstanding. They have been since I've been here, to be honest. Listen, they've stuck behind us. We've had a few not so great results, and they've still been there. So, again, credit to them. They were brilliant.